Okay, good morning, everybody. So Chamishi of Kisavo features the text for Har Gerizim and Har Eval, an event that would obviously take place in the next generation in the land of Israel, the leadership of Yeshua ben Nun. And we have 11 Arurim plus the one that we discussed last year, Arur Asher Lo Yakim is Divrei HaTorah Zos La'Soso Sam, and the Machlokes between Rashi and Ramban, what we're talking about, compliance with the Torah, the Ramban, something far more ambitious. So we'll leave that for now. So if you look at these 11, they're very fascinating. There's one which comes towards the end, which is about Shvichos Damim, Lokeach Shochad, Lakos Nevesh Dam Naki. So that makes sense. The first one is about Avodah Zarah, Asher Yasa Pesel, Masichavis, Ambasaser. You have four about Giloy Arayos. So you have those six, sort of what you would expect to find in a, you know, an abbreviated list is the Gimel Chamuros. What's fascinating are the other five, because I think it gives us a sense of perhaps things that we don't equate with, you know, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichos Damim, of course, that already brings to mind one of them, which we'll get to at the end. Let's just go with it, through them in a serial fashion to maybe try to highlight for us, you know, what I think the meaning, you know, of this is, both individually, the five, and so what it tells us about the Torah's moral code, because just like we have, to give one analog in Mara, you know, Sham Samlo Choko Mishpat Visham Niso, not the whole Torah, but the Ramban says certain basic principles, things that we've discussed in the past, that are essential to Jewish society. So here's another opportunity to develop that idea. So the first on the list is Arur Makla Aviv Imo. In fact, the Ramban mentions this in his commentary on Mara, that not a person who's Makala Aviv Imo, not a person who's Maka Aviv Imo, those are capital crimes. But the denigration of parents, right? The opposite of kaved, kaved from language of kaved, heavy. But makla is a light to treat derisively. So that is a grievous sin, because all of Yadus is based on a sense of reverence for previous generations. And most importantly, you know, the one's parents as the representatives of that generation and the ones to which one has the most gratitudes. So that's number one. Number two, Arur Masig Gevul Re'ehu. Right, a person who, and again, as Rashi explains here, is a simple sense, Machzir Olachar Avigoni V'Sakarka. Again, a person who's taking advantage, maybe in a subtle way, but he's encroaching on his fellow. Doesn't have a basic respect for a person's property and a person's privacy. So again, you know, Yashrus. Number three, Arur Mashke Iver Badarech, taking advantage of somebody who's an Iver Bedaver, right, to Eitza Shena Haguna. And likewise, number four, Mimata Mishpat Ger Yasom V'almana. So you put three and four together, it's really about taking advantage of people who are vulnerable in society. And then the last one, because then again, from there you go on to the four that have to do with Gilui Arayos, is Make Re'ehu Basaser, which Chazal have to say is Lashon Hara, right? It's a way of hitting somebody, you know, in a way that is hard to measure, but that really is considered by Chazal to be shakal k'neged Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichos Damim. So you have these five, maybe chameshim arba, in a certain sense, if you combine, you know, the iver badavar with the ger yasam yamana. So what are the four principles here? One, right, respect for authority, makla aviv imo, right, that connects us back to the ben soru mora. Right, number two, erlichkeit yashrus, right, masik gevul re'ehu, goni v'sakarko b'seser, so that's also on those. Number three, basic chesed, somebody's a ger yasam b'almana or an iver b'davar, just to take advantage of people. And then fourth, lashon hara. So I think it's really fascinating that, you know, you have a list with Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shvichos Damim, but right there on that moral code, a sense of reverence, right, makla aviv imo, sense of honesty, right? Very reminiscent of what we had at the end of the last week's parsha. To'avas Hashem kolos eila, kolos avel. How grievous that really is, and it can be. And then finally, right? You know, the idea of never taking advantage of a ger yasam v'almana, or an iver bedavar, and lashon hara. How we speak, right? These are the ones that maybe surprise us on the list, but they're, you know, no less important than, of course, anything. You know, on the list, Gilui Arayos, Shvichos Damim, Avodah Zarah, they might not technically have the status of Gimel Chamuros, but in terms of forming our basic moral code, they take back seat to nothing.